Here we go.
Yo, 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 yo. What's going on, world? Music Jones Podcast. We back. Easy.
Yo.
What's going on, brother?
I don't know. The Hulk trying to get
man, this weather got everybody. I'm messed up. My throat and hey, pulse. Yo. You know what I'm saying? It's just, I don't know, man. I'm drinking hot tea all week. Just trying to.
You ain't got that thing, do you?
No.
You sure?
I'm positive.
All right. How you positive? The only one way to be positive is to be negative.
I'm positive. Well, I ain't got it.
All right.
I ain't got it. Well, I promise you.
Come on, bring your black germs.
No, I ain't got no fever or nothing. Just a little scratchy throat.
That's how it start.
Yeah.
All right, Jones.
I be in the house, man. I'm just gonna catch it in the house.
Maybe so.
Oh God, ain't nobody else.
If I get sick because of you and your foolishness, I know close about where you stay.
You don't been to my house before.
No, I haven't. Never got an invite.
Dog, you was a liar.
I'm not lying.
Dog, I done invited you to the crib.
I have never been to your house.
I done invited you, though.
You have?
Yeah. On a few occasions.
Prove it.
We don't text.
The burden of proof is on the state.
We call. We talk on the phone. And Apple just gave you the ability to record conversations, so I couldn't record them conversations. Yeah. Yeah, y'all can record conversations on them phones now, man. The kids, stay away from me. It's gonna tell you it's recording though.
I need to update.
Yeah, that's that 80, which y'all operating on the iOS 18 now.
18 something.
Yeah, but you can record your conversations.
Really?
Yeah, just like you can screen record the FaceTimes and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It'll tell you though.
Oh, it'll tell the other person.
This call is being recorded. It's now being recorded.
I'm gonna
shout out to the guy Grant. Grant told me all that shit.
Shout out to Grant. Bring your show back, Grant. We need your money. I mean, we need y'all on the we need you on the podcast.
I'll probably see him watch the game later on in the week.
Where?
Yeah,
on
man.
On Criminal?
Nah, I'm going to be at my mom's crib for Criminal.
Or?
Yeah. Yeah, but I got a very special guest in here today. Ooh. Very, very special guest. My baby, my kid, my youngest child. Kyra. AKA Stankable. Look at the goofball. She laughing. She says she nervous. I told her don't be nervous. She do all that talking at the house. Now she don't want to talk.
I am nervous.
Why you nervous?
Cause I've never done anything like this before.
It's okay.
Hey. I know it is. Yeah. First time for everything.
Yeah, just make sure you let your friends hear it. Tell them you
why
famous.
Not?
Oh no.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Tell them you said my famous.
He needs some young listeners. His listeners 40 plus.
Yeah.
And they listen to Boom Bap.
Boom Bap.
We need some listeners that listen to Rod Wave.
No, that dude music so depressing.
Shanae, you listen to Rod Wave?
I can't handle it, man. It's too depressing.
He was in your city the
other night. Yeah, he was in the city the other night.
Did you go?
Me?
To see Rod Wave?
No.
No, I don't listen to his music.
You don't?
His music is not for me.
Yeah.
But my friend, she probably went.
I talk my daughter well now. Listen. Listen to all that foolishness, man. Had your brain all discombobulated, man.
He had the house packed, too.
Yeah, he did. He did. A lot of niggas our age was there.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Cleve.
Keith. Oh, for real?
Mm-hmm.
He took his son there or something? He was a day with his, for him?
I think so.
Dang.
T-shirt on the dog.
A Rideway T-shirt? Cleve.
I'm a holler at him when I said, come on, man. But yeah, only song I really like that he has is Rags to Riches with Lil Baby. That's the only one.
That's Rod Wave?
Mm-hmm. I think. Ain't that Rod Wave?
I don't think that Rod Wave.
I think that Rod Wave.
I think it is.
Jones, I think you're wrong.
No, man. Please don't tell me I'm wrong.
You might be, Daddy.
I think that's Rod Wave.
No, bro.
It ain't?
We about to see real quick. Somebody screaming at the arm.
It is. It is. Mm-hmm. I know a little bit and I'll be loyal.
Oh, yeah. It is.
I know.
It's Rod Wave.
Yeah. Hey man. Say man. Listen, man. I might not listen to it, but I know what goes on. I know what I like by the guy. I like that song. That's a dope song. I like
it. Dog, it put my YouTube put up Tony Bennett. 1968.
Oh God. Well, welcome to the show, kid. How's tell my fans a little bit about yourself.
I like to draw.
That was so interesting.
There's nothing interesting.
Where you go to school?
I go to W.J. Keenan. I'm in 11th grade. And
future plans.
My future plans? To be a speech pathologist or audiologist.
Mm. Okay.
And teach your daddy how to talk. When you get out.
I don't bother doing all of that with him.
Yeah, she know better. I have to correct her all the time.
Hey. Oh yeah, you're smart.
Yeah, my sister don't play that shit. That stuff. That talking wrong.
We got kids. I'm about to bleep you out. Your sister don't play that stuff.
She done heard it all, man.
What 11th grade?
Yeah.
Or what, 16?
16, 17. Well, you know, depends on when your birthday is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because we got a few people that just turned on 44 in our class.
They were hell behind.
No, they weren't. Their birthday's just in December. Samethia.
For my joke right now, they were hell behind.
Yeah, but Adam, he just turned 43. So him and Gat, the youngest two people in our class.
How did he just turn 43?
You know, they moved from somewhere else to South Carolina. So they was already in the
whatever
grade, so they just didn't put them back.
Oh.
Yeah, because they tried to do that to my sister when we moved from Texas. And my mom told me how them bumped your head. Yeah, because my sister's birthday in October.
Shout out to them.
Yeah.
Shout out to the 11th grade.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's a fan right there. He come in with the jersey on. Shout out to Wallace.
Wale.
You ain't got to lock it. Don't lock it.
What's happening?
Hi.
Got the pumps on too.
Yeah.
Mine done turn yellow.
Why you ain't saying hey to me like that? Hey, how you doing? Why you saying? I want hey.
What's that? Hey man, nothing, man. We was just getting Kyra, trying to get the jitters out, man. She a little nervous.
Is that a Cam Newton jersey? Oh, okay. Who wear number one now? Don't nobody wear number one.
I can't remember. Somebody wear.
Somebody was wearing.
What's the quarterback? What y'all quarterback wear?
Nah.
The little boy?
Yeah. Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
I call him a little bit.
Welcome, Wiley.
What's happening?
But yeah, she in 11th grade.
Jesus Christ.
Mm. Yeah, man, my second childhood is around the corner.
Oh, my God. Can you stop?
About to go into my second childhood.
Why you call it your second childhood?
My childhood got took.
Oh.
Yeah. I've been at it since I was 19, man.
I hear that.
My youth, they stole my youth.
Don't believe that.
You stole your own youth.
They stole my youth, man.
Well, the bright side is you had me young, so now you can party all you want.
Party all the time.
And you can get whatever car you want.
Two-door coupish.
We'll see if you get a two-door car.
Right. Coupish.
You ain't got it in him.
Yeah, I know, man. I'm a little nervous about that. But, of course, you listen to the show, so you know you got to give us your top five so we can laugh at you real quick.
Why do you want to laugh at me?
It's just a part of the game, baby. Part of the game.
Do I have to say, like, artists, or can I say, like, genres?
No, we're not doing genres. We're doing artists. Your top five dead or alive. I know you listen to Foolishness, so I just want to see.
I don't.
Yes, you do. She called me crying. When the dude Liam died.
Who's
from
that?
One Direction? I don't
listen to them. Oh, the one that jumped out the window or something?
I don't listen to them now. That was in my childhood. That was when I was like elementary and it broke my heart.
You in your childhood.
My younger. Like, man, younger
boy,
elementary.
Look here. Well, I'm telling you. These kids so lost. She just said in her childhood.
Right.
When she was younger.
She's not
childhood. Yes, when I was younger.
Now you're just one younger.
Yeah, he's just one younger. So what's your top five? Come on, give it to me now.
There's no order.
Give it to me now.
There's no order.
No order. Just give me your top five.
I like Tyler right now.
Okay. Mm-hmm. The singer, right?
Yeah.
The young lady.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now there like is an order. Too. She's number five.
She got the song Water in it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I like her. I like that song.
Yeah.
So put number five beside her.
Yes, ma'am.
Number four.
K-pop. Like,
no, I'm not there yet. I'm not there
that
yet.
That mean they near the top.
She's like, K-pop is like top three.
Oh, God.
Ooh. Number four, I like Flo, that girl group that I showed you with the three girls. And I played their song.
I vaguely remember, yeah. Okay. They weren't talking about that.
Number three. Now, this is a K-pop group. I like Twice.
Twice?
Yeah.
That's the name of the group?
Mm-hmm.
What's that? What's the most famous K-pop group? What's that?
Boy group is BTS.
BTS, yeah, that's the one BTS, I'm thinking about.
Didn't some of them go to the military or something? They had to go
for real?
Feel their military.
They just,
over there, you have to go.
Yeah.
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 They're like coming back now. Like, one member just came back. Another one's coming back. And there's a few that are still there.
How long do they have to go to the military?
It's a 2-year service.
Yeah.
They've been gone for 2 years that quick?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Mm-hmm. That went by quick.
I remember not too long ago, they had a McDonald's meal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then Girl Group Rise.
AKs.
And then Girl Group Rise, the popular K-pop group for girls. It's like Blackpink, but they haven't done a song in a good little minute.
Good.
Why you say good? You ain't never heard it though. It might be hot.
Nah, she tried to.
I tried, but
I. Oh, you tried to get her to listen to Blackpink.
She tried to get me to listen to any of it.
What does K-pop sound like? Backstreet Boy type stuff or mm-hmm. something.
No. To me, that's what it sounds like to me. Mm-hmm. NSYNC now.
I like it because they take creative liberties. Like, they're more creative with their music than I think we are, and it's something I've never heard before.
Okay.
It's the artist in me. It's the artist in me.
Yeah, she can draw. You know, she do a little doodling for me every once in a while.
Where?
All right, number two.
Stuck. I'm gonna just say Michael Jackson.
Okay.
Can't go wrong with one of the greatest artists ever.
Because I'm listening to him a lot right now. He has his own special playlist on my Spotify.
Yeah, he one of the greatest artists ever.
And then number one, New Edition. Go ahead and put that down there.
Damn.
Thank you.
What's your favorite Michael Jackson song?
She don't know.
Yes, I do. I like Slave to the Rhythm right now. That's my favorite.
You like what?
Slave to the Rhythm.
I don't know how
that go. Neither.
I don't either. Slave to the what?
Slave to the Rhythm.
I think I do know that song.
It's catchy. I just found out about it, though, through, like, TikTok, because I didn't know he had this song. The only songs that I knew by him were, like, Thriller, Chicago. What else was it? Remember the Times.
Mm-hmm.
But I recently found a lot more songs that are way more catchy than those, mm-hmm. and are just very underrated.
Oh, shit. Oh, I'm just, shoot. Oh, shucks. Gosh darn it.
So, the Kendrick
what album was this on?
It's got probably Dirty Diana's on.
Close to at the end.
No,
I meant the Bad album.
This is on Escape. This came out in 2014.
Oh yeah, he's went checking. Oh, that's on one of his. He wasn't
that's
even
the
around.
Newer
they
album.
Just put that together.
Yeah, that's the newer album, but I like it.
I'm not listening to that.
Okay, you don't.
That
have
ain't
to.
Mike.
You don't have to.
That ain't the Mike I know.
Oh well, you don't have to.
But wait, New Edition, your top.
Mm-hmm.
My top one, yes, number one.
Liberian Girl.
Number one, New Edition. I went to go see them in concert, and
really,
I would go again.
Were you the youngest person again. There?
Mm-mm, probably not.
I mean, I think so.
Yeah, you.
My mom took a lesson.
I wouldn't go see New Edition in person.
Come on, B.
See them old ass niggas twirl.
They did.
Turn around slow, ain't it?
No, they did really good.
They had slow spins. Just
they did, and that's what I like.
Every little step I take slowly, so I don't hurt my knees.
Right.
You will be there, cause you ain't going nowhere. Cause you old too, girl.
Oh God,
old ass. I mean, sorry, old behind niggas. Right.
Oh man,
what's your song from them?
My favorite song?
Yeah,
I don't have a favorite.
Candy Girl or something.
No, absolutely not.
Probably be something off the Any Heartbreak album.
No.
Are either Home Again or Home. What was it? Home Again was the other album?
I just like any song they put out.
She don't know.
I don't. I just listen to their music. I don't pay attention.
Shout out to you liking old stuff.
Right. Mm. At the top two right there.
Mm-hmm.
Some of their music came out before your daddy was born.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I only know them because of my mommy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, she watched the movie and you watched with her.
She big New Edition fan.
Really?
Okay.
Oh, you went with your mama to see?
Yeah, she took me. She surprised me.
Mm-hmm. That was your surprise?
Her birthday.
It wasn't for my birthday.
Oh, it was.
I did good in, this was earlier that year. I did good in school. I finished out with all A's. So my mommy, I wanted to go. She had already went to one concert. So I was like, dang, I really want to go. But I know she's not going to take me because, first of all, it's a school night. Mm. So she's not going to take me.
Yeah.
And she's not going to let me stay out that late.
Right.
So I came home and I told my grandma, I was like, grandma, I finished out with all A's. And she was like, oh, well, maybe your mama has a surprise for you. I was like, maybe.
already was in cahoots. Man.
Yeah, she already knew. And he
knew. I
did
too.
So she came home and she was like, come on, put your New Edition shirt on. So I was like, okay. Mm-hmm. So I put it on. It was at the Colonial Life Arena. Mm-hmm. So first off, they weren't on stage when I went inside. Tank was on stage and I didn't even know who that was.
Yeah, I don't know.
So
who that
I
is
went.
Yeah. Did he have a shirt on?
No, he had his shirt off.
Exactly.
Back.
You shouldn't have been in there.
I didn't know he was on stage.
I know. Your mama probably did.
And he was performing. He was singing something. I was like, and I was sitting there. I was like, you brought me to a show, to an artist that I don't even listen to and I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And I sat there. And I sat there and I was just like, whatever. I was on my phone. So my mama tapped me and she was like, look up. So I look at the screen and it said NE 2023 World Tour. And I was like, mommy, you actually brought me to the concert. And I was so excited because I didn't think she was going to bring me. And I had a blast. I sung along to every song.
Okay.
I got up and I danced.
Wonderful.
Rhythmless Nation.
I gotta go back to part of this story though.
Uh-oh.
Because in the story you said you did good in school.
Mm-hmm.
I'm one to believe that you always do good in school.
Yeah, you're supposed to.
But I never finish out with all A's.
Oh,
I was
so
also really
A's.
Proud of myself. I usually get like A's and B's. But
yeah,
she'll
slip in a class in there and then when I ask like, well, what's the problem? Well, I got that's all you do is go to school.
So what did your daddy get when he was in school?
Not A's and B's.
Not A's and B's from what he tells me. I've never seen a report.
Not all A's either.
You never will.
I've never seen a report.
You don't need need that bad
negativity.
Not in high school I did. I didn't care in high school. My life had changed, so I didn't care.
I didn't care.
But yeah.
Shout out to New Edition.
Right. And that's a pretty we'll laugh at that top five next time
That's eclectic.
Yeah, when you ain't here, we're going to laugh at it.
You're going to laugh at number three.
Yeah, I'm going to laugh at number three for sure.
Oh, I know.
I want to see who
they're going to go listen to.
I'm going
to
go, yeah, then I'm going to laugh.
Then he'll be like,
no, you're not going to laugh. They just did a song with Meg. They just did a song with Megan.
A song with who?
Megan Thee Stallion.
Is that the song? Was she singing the that song?
No, that's the Japanese.
No,
that's the Japanese guy.
They K-pop.
Racist
much. He can't tell the difference.
Can't tell the difference in what?
You can't tell. You be like, oh, I can't tell the difference. Well, you don't really care to tell the difference.
I mean, not
he
when
don't. He racist.
Certain song, but when the music come on, I can't tell the difference.
Don't
like,
be like
you can
your
tell
father.
The difference right. of the language. Like you know how. Well,
all
you
know. That sounds saying to me.
Like ching chang.
Dang dang bong bong dang dong.
Now you tell it.
Daddy, you're gonna get canceled for doing that.
You take it a step further than me.
You're gonna get canceled.
But you gotta understand, I watch karate movies. So, you know what I'm saying?
I know you mean well,
yeah,
but for some reason, but
that sounded more racist. I know, but I know what I'm saying, but that's.
Ain't no way.
When I'm watching the. When
oh,
I'm
you
watching,
from Korea?
Right.
When I watch karate movies.
When I watch this. When I
karate watch movies are. Isn't that Chinese?
Some
they're
of them,
Chinese.
Well, he's probably not.
Some of them Chinese, some of them Japanese. Super racist.
No!
Mm-hmm. Some of them are.
You sure?
Uh-huh.
I think the one with Jaden Smith is. Japanese.
Most the samurai joints are Japanese.
Japanese, okay.
But most of the karate flicks I watch, the Shaw Brothers shit, they Chinese.
Stuff.
Right.
Oh, you from Asia? I like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
I'm not racist, man. I love everybody, man.
Just stay in your own country.
Right. I love everybody.
And
man.
Don't do too much hip hop.
Mm-hmm. I love everybody.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Let's get into these couple topics I got, man. Spotify responded to Drake. Mm. Say you ain't got nothing. So what you trying to do?
Waste people time?
Yeah. So that was pretty funny. I laughed at that all week.
You're getting attention, man.
You don't want to go against Spotify.
Yeah, like.
But like Diddy going against his people.
And Diddy did. He sued them.
that liquor company, and his world came crashing down after that.
Right. I don't think that had to do with that.
It probably didn't have to.
Because they settled. They settled after that.
Yeah, but boy, they was mad. They ain't want to pay him.
No. Mm-hmm.
You know they ain't want to get that boy that money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think there's a spiral of it.
Yeah. He got two new lawsuits this week as well.
Who did it?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
What are they?
Sexual assault lawsuits.
God. Is it Tony Busby again? Still Tony Busby?
I don't know. I didn't read it. I just saw the headlines like, damn, more of them. Mm-hmm. It's more?
Right.
It's the young lady at right after we recorded the last show. Mm-hmm. By the time I got home, that shit had hit all social media platforms, everything, that the suit had been amended and J's name was added to it. Mm-hmm. I was gonna call you, but I was like,
the last time I recorded.
About 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
Yeah. So I got home and I was like, what the hell? Mm-hmm. I ain't saying that. And I was like, stop calling. I ain't calling B. I said, I got to see what's to this. So after I saw it, you know me, straight out for music. Let me go to a couple songs and let me hear some shit. On Blueprint 2, it's a song where he said, only 21 and older, let another nigga mold him. It's just certain shit that Jay always said and rapped about and how he carried himself that I was just like, this is some bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
I just felt that.
Right.
And after the young lady did the interview with NBC.
She ain't young no more.
Yeah, she 37 now.
Yeah.
Let me tell y'all something, man.
I didn't see it, but she looked like she looked fool.
Dog. Mm. She's autistic. Mm-hmm. She has autism.
Shoulders Cat Williams, go ahead.
Right.
And Jaguar, right?
But this young lady said that somebody drove her at the age of 13 from Rochester, New York, to whatever city in New York, Manhattan,
mm-hmm.
where the VMAs was being held, 4 hours away from where she lived, dropped her off at 13. She autistic.
Who are her parents?
That ain't even the funny, the kicker. Then she said, did a driver told her that she was exactly what he was looking for.
Boy, I know you fucking. I'm sorry.
Now, as I was listening to this interview, I'm crying laughing. I'm like, are you fucking serious?
Yeah.
But the way she said, you gotta listen to the interview so you understand where I'm coming from. Dog, ain't no fucking way. Ain't no fucking way.
Freaking.
Ain't no freaking way. Right. Ain't no way.
I know you freaking lying.
I know you. So.
I know you freaking lying.
No, listen.
Man, ain't no way.
So she kept talking and then she said, this is what really did it for me. She said, she went to a gas station after everything happened.
After what happened?
After she got raped.
Assaulted.
Graped,
yeah.
Yeah. After she got graped.
Right.
She went to a gas station, called her dad, and he came and got her. And they rolled back home in silence. That's when I said this whole thing is a lie.
It ain't a lie.
What is it?
It's a, I don't want to say a phenomenon, but it's a thing called confabulation. So it's when a person has a memory error.
So it's a real thing.
It's a real thing where people in their mind they create memories in their mind based off of whatever, and to them it seems real. But it's something that's made up. So.
Well, yeah, she need to sit down. They shouldn't have put a camera in front of her, microphone, nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Because me, I got my daughter sitting right here. Is there anywhere you can go, and I gotta come get you? And you don't got to tell me what happened the whole time you was there.
No.
And how old are you?
17.
And how long have I been doing that?
Since forever.
I know ain't nobody daddy going to ride back 4 hours away from where they just live and in a car and just be in silence and not talk to their child.
Right, ain't no way.
You know, so that was, I was just like, I'm not paying this no attention. So when all that hit the fan and Jay Lawyer caught wind of it.
Man, they going bananas on this on the Busby dude.
Right.
Yeah.
Then a couple of lawsuits came out against him this week. Yeah, he
allegedly
did some dirty stuff, taking people money, settlement money, not giving them all their settlement money. It's just a lot. So
it's one where he it's a lady that he met. Then the lady said that he gave her STI.
Yeah. Yes,
and then it was a thing to where the lady was married, but they met because he supposedly has residences, property he owns in New York, because he's from Houston.
Mm-hmm.
So he would come to New York or whatever, and they would deal. The lady was getting a divorce, and he convinced the lady to say that her husband gave her the STI and not him, and got her to forge documents, this, that, and the third. And but she's telling that he did that. So now, you know, they stuff that
he a dirty lawyer.
Allegedly. So we'll see. And it's supposed to happen in like 2021. So Jay and them boys got on him, bro. So he messed with the wrong one.
Yeah, he messed with the wrong one.
They jumped on it quick.
Yeah, they did. Because, I mean, like I said, man,
but that
some people, in like, you could tell by some of the music people make, some of the things they say, like, their character. Like, Jay got a moral compass, I think. I think he does.
He has to. That got wrapped up quick.
Yeah.
Look at Diddy.
Yeah. Yeah, but then he ain't got no moral compass.
But see, I can't say that.
I can't say that either.
To a certain extent.
Yeah, but, and we still, like, we still don't know. Like, all that underage shit, I meant stuff, I'm still waiting to see what go on with all the underage stuff.
I think the underage stuff is kind of partly, because the only underage person that they really said was her story. I think somebody did say something like a 9-year-old or something, but
that was at an audition or something.
Even the worst of the worst stuff they said about Diddy, which this is, I still can't see him doing that in his position.
Yeah.
Because like, it wasn't like a history of it like with R. Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I don't know if that is a case of that, or just somebody lying trying to get money or whatever, whatever. But even like when they say like he sex trafficked or whatever, to me, I think technically whatever he did was illegal, but I don't know if it was like the sex trafficking, like we think they put somebody in a thing and forcibly took them from here to there. I think technically it might be some stuff, and a lot of stuff people do, we do as people, we think you might know it's illegal or a little, you know, gray area, but in the long run it might be some way worse stuff. Like I remember a time when, you know what I'm saying, we had a club and it was close to the border, and this dude had beat up a girl like in the club and ran. The security guards knew who he was. They went and got him, but they went across the border to get him. So they went and got him, brought him back to the club
and beat him up.
Well, they not really just beating him up, but them going to get him and bring him back to the club. Now that's considered kidnapping and taking him across state line, which makes it a higher charge.
Yeah.
So just little stuff. Well, that ain't little, but stuff like that you might do. You might go from Georgia to South Carolina with some weed or something. You get caught. Now you trafficking as opposed to just you got some regular weed charge. So it might be a little bit of something like that. But I still don't. I don't know. I have to see when all of this, because it ain't no new real hardcore evidence that they putting out.
Yeah, they just, it's just more people just coming out with more lawsuits. And most of them civil.
Right. Yeah, most of them civil.
Yeah, so.
But no matter what, all like Jay-Z, Diddy, Meek Mill, no matter what, their reputation is ruined. Like Meek Mill reputation ruined forever. And he ain't even had nothing to do with none of it.
None of it.
It's just a rumor somebody put on the social media.
They got him out there bad.
Yep.
Yeah.
Boy, he got that bad.
Yeah, man. But yeah, man, shout out to my guy Jay. He talk big shit too. He been talking big shit too.
It don't matter though.
They put out the AI song.
Yeah. Somebody sent me that. I was like,
it was so quick.
It was quick. It made sense too. It made plenty of sense.
People get took. That's how you know, like,
people got too much time on the damn hand.
Not even that, because that's creative to do, but
it is.
People get, well, is easily get took, taken. They get taked. Easy. This a real Jay-Z song? No, it's not.
Yeah.
Right.
It was just
lyrics. Well, not lyrics, words from all his other songs.
Oh, that's what it was?
Not Guilty, So Give Me Back My Bread.
Yeah, put together real good.
Yeah, it was.
Like you said, AI.
Yeah.
But I mean, it can be a whole new, it could be all new lyrics, just they AI just take his voice though.
I knew it wasn't him. I knew it wasn't real because he said Diddy name. He said Puffy or Diddy in it. That's what I was like.
You don't think he would in a real song?
Nah,
say
he wouldn't have did that. Mm. Not that he just tried to denounce their friendship.
I knew it wasn't real when
he did.
The nigga said his lawyer said they wasn't friends. They was just business associates.
I knew they weren't friends. If you really listen to him, you know it. I watch his interviews, you know they weren't friends.
Yeah, I mean, but I don't know why people think just because motherfuckers in the same industry, like, they got to be friends.
They got to be friends, yeah. Or they take pictures together. Yeah.
Jay and Big was cool.
I don't even think they was friends. They was just cool.
They was cool.
Yeah, they were cool.
They was trying to do the commission and all that, but that was a business thing. It wasn't even, I don't know how much hanging out they did. I know Nas used to hang with Big at one point before Ready to Die dropped because Nas was already out. Yeah, Nas was already, you know, Nas was an established rapper.
A rapper's friends are the people he try to put on that can't rap.
That can't rap.
Like Tupac and the Outlaws.
Like Bleak.
Yeah. Bleak can rap.
Sometime.
Bleak can rap.
Sometime.
On 4-3-2-1, was it Round Here?
Round Here.
He did good on Round
Here. I like the other one better at 95 and
Don't Stop Me The Line.
It's not The Coming.
The Becoming. It's 5-4-3 or whatever. 5-3-1 or something.
His second album.
It's 5-3-1 or something like that.
The one he had
a 5-6.
I think Is That Your Chick on that one.
Nah, That's Your Chick was on the red one. That's The Becoming.
That's the one. No, it ain't.
No, not The Becoming. That's it's the red album.
Made.
No. You sure?
Yeah. Money, something direction.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, let me pull it up real quick.
Let me see. Yeah, May was the third. The Understanding was the second. The
Understanding. That's my favorite one. He had some joints on there. He had a song on there with Jay I used to love. But yeah.
Do My.
But who talk about Dirt real quick, get that out of the way. These boys just paying to kill motherfuckers, huh?
If I had bread, I would.
You would?
Oh yeah.
You just pay to get a nigga knocked off?
Yep.
Fuck it.
I ain't gonna do it.
Just pay for it, yeah.
That's what people always say though. Why you got the gun and why you doing this and that and you got all that money? You should pay somebody to do it. Now he pay somebody to do it. Now people talking.
I get high, change up my mind right. That my mind right shit. Right. That's my shit. On that Bleak album.
That's your thing.
That's my cut.
That's my jam.
That's my cut. But yeah, shout out to J-Man and
yeah. He always said he got a money hungry lawyer who can eat the case.
Money hungry lawyer that'll eat the case, baby.
He on it, boy.
It was looking kind of spooky for him in the beginning. Like he had that song with R. Kelly, Not Guilty.
Yeah. So see, that's why and you know all that, people done start talking about all that.
That was a bad look for him to do songs with R. Kelly after that came out and then go on, do the album and then go on tour.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad Ty-Ty pepper sprayed that nigga. Ty-Ty's a friend.
And Ty-Ty, like, been around.
That's his friend.
Yeah.
Memphis Bleak is his friend.
No, I literally watched Streets Is Watching Again the other day.
Really?
I love that movie, man. Love that movie. I watched it the other day. But yeah, Dirt got another murder for hire thing going on in Chicago.
Did they complete the job?
I'm assuming so. I'm gonna do a little more research. I just saw the headline. I was just like, God damn, another one?
Gosh darn, another one?
My bad.
Ain't no help.
My kid know my mouth is horrible.
Y'all right. are trying too hard.
I'm trying. I ain't trying hard enough. Apparently, it ain't getting through.
It's okay. Y'all can cuss in front of me.
No, I'm not going to cuss in front of you. My dad ain't used to cuss in front of me. He might slip and say, damn. He's like, oh, sorry, Brandon. That's how my dad used to be.
Oh, he don't do that.
Now, I know he don't. He just said the F word.
The whole F bomb.
I'm appalled.
Right. Man, I'm Peter then. Hey. Oh man, but yeah, man.
Shout out to Dirt.
So I got I had my Roc Nation correspondent on the Jay-Z topic. I got my Remy and Papoose correspondent. Yeah.
Okay.
What's what you know? You said this is what you said you were. You asked me, was we talking about it?
Yes,
so let's talk about it.
It was music related.
What's her new boyfriend name?
I don't know her new
Easy
boyfriend.
Easy the Block Captain or something.
Whoever what? He is.
Remy Ma.
Sabertooth Tiger. Yeah. You see that nigga teeth? Captain Bucky O'Hare. Let's stop some toes.
Boba Jack.
She ought to be ashamed of herself.
Yeah, but should. How, like, so his name is Easy Block Captain, baby. I'm just telling you that. I know you don't know.
Look at him.
But he's a URL battle rapper. That's how I know who he is.
He a what?
Battle rapper.
No, you said URR.
URL.
What is URL?
That's the battle rap
league
thing. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. But that's how it really got exposed.
That's the dude she took the pictures with? The Christmas pictures?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. So, but
I can't say but yeah.
Oh, you saw the picture with them teeth?
His mouth jacked up.
I'm looking.
But he got it was a dude he was rapping against when that aired it out. Nobody knew that. What he was messing with
yeah,
Remy.
Yeah.
And he aired the ass out during the battle. And Remy was just standing there.
Yeah.
You know, she kept a cold face. Like,
they say she couldn't say nothing because she was a judge.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She, a host and she was
yeah,
hosting.
Yeah, yeah. She couldn't say nothing, but she held it together. She didn't show no emotion, no nothing.
Papoose corny then.
So that I was like, but Papoose knocked him out.
Later, but she still, after he did, fornicated with his wife.
And the thing about that is, now that all that shit. But now that all that done happened, right?
Let me see.
Oh yeah. Oh, he through now. He done.
Where that picture at?
All that happened. Now she want to talk about how Pap.
Yeah, that's him.
How Pap was running around.
The Grizz Hills.
Pap was running around with this chick and that chick, and I'm like, so where was that energy before you got caught?
Oh, Remy.
Yeah, because she claiming he been running around on.
Don't nobody care about Remy.
No, not at all.
Walk around metal detectors. Shut up.
Mm-hmm. But how? And evidently, Pap's supposed to be dealing with Clarissa.
Clarissa is boxing. I mean, is dealing with somebody way lower than her league. She need to get out of there.
Why?
Papoose?
Yeah.
She should be dealing with somebody with a song we've heard.
She want low key, nigga.
She don't.
Papoose got songs we heard.
What? Name one.
The Alphabet song.
Yeah.
The Alphabet song. What, is it on Sesame Street?
Yeah. No, he did it with DJ Drama. You ain't never heard that shit?
No.
Dog, he got a song where he literally rapped the whole alphabet.
I don't respect niggas who get married in fitted hats. This nigga had on an all white suit and a white. The Yankees don't even wear a white hat. Corny.
Yeah, corny.
Oh,
shit.
God.
Some of you New York niggas.
That's that New York shit.
That lame ass shit.
Make sure you tell L that.
I did. I told him. He tried to defend it. He sent me a picture of a whole wedding party with niggas with suits on and Air Max 90s.
They did that.
Yeah. He said. Wow. He sent me that today. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
But Papoose is not on Clarissa Shields' level.
I mean, of course not.
I agree.
She could date with somebody. And then these niggas like 50.
She left. She could beat his ass.
She probably
could. Beat his butt.
Beat his butt.
She'll fight chick now. She throw them hands.
Clarissa Shields need to be dating somebody, for one, younger. Because Papu's like 46. And Remy Ma like 44.
She might be.
Clarissa 28 or 29.
Those young girls like them old dudes, man.
No, she don't. She just got who she got because she thought he was somebody because she saw him on Love and Hip Hop. When she realized her level, hopefully she realized the level of dude she need to deal with.
Right. Damn, well, you cold.
I am. But She had, it's a promo that she doing. She about to have a movie that come out on Christmas. It's a promo she doing where she give the girl that's playing her, like she give her all her belts. Not even all her belts. Like it was so many belts that the girl couldn't hold them up. You that level of champion.
Yeah, she ain't got no business.
You don't got no business dealing with no papoose.
She dunking too, but. She dunking too.
Yes.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
I hate to see her way in come on TV. I lose all focus. That way in come in, boy, I lose focus, man.
Yeah, she don't need to be dealing with no papoose.
But the whole shit been funny because this been going on for a few weeks now. And now, Easy to Block. And Cassidy going back and forth lyrically.
What he say he was gonna bite Cassidy or something? Yeah. I'd be offended.
That's about the only way.
I don't know, man. But
that cat got a set of chops.
He like his breath stank.
But yeah, they been battling back and forth. But you know, Cassidy was one of the toughest niggas lyrically. Around.
He really look like, you know, them cats be having white stuff in the corner of their mouth.
Yeah, he look like that.
Yeah.
Like yuck, man.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
That's how you know somebody grew up poor. Because your child, like 7 or 8 years old, and their teeth coming in, and they coming in like that. You don't do whatever you can to get them things all fixed up.
To keep them from getting paid.
Oh, God.
Now I knew my mama loved me.
She got some braces.
$3,500. Got me some braces.
Yeah, they're going to straighten them out.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That nigga grill is jacked up.
Mm. Yeah, his mouth is a little ugly.
And the fact that he didn't get them fixed as a grown up.
Yeah.
And then he's smiling with his teeth open.
Mm-hmm.
Most people, when their mouth look like that, they smile and cover their mouth.
Or either smiling.
Bite their lip. Mm-hmm. He very confident. Shout out to you. Oh, maybe it's the confidence that got Remy. Mm.
So
in them damn teeth.
On the most recent episode of the Joe Budden podcast, I think. He had a part in there where he said he went back and listened to Drake Family Matters. And he was talking about how hard the song was and how Drake was rapping, and at the end of that clip he said, this song would have got anybody else out of here, right? Say a regular nigga, this song would have got him out of
here. Yeah, it was
hard. Right? Now, everybody done clipped that shit up.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Budden said Family Matters won the battle. Drake won the battle.
Oh, but see, he didn't say that. He didn't say that.
No, I hate the internet.
Yeah.
I hate the internet. But that's why I'm glad I listened to Joe. You know what I'm saying? Because I was just like, oh, man. But I've been thinking about them songs all weekend. Cause till it's that Euphoria, still to me, was the toughest song in the battle.
Mm-hmm.
That nigga said, "I got a Benjamin and a Mike in my house like Joe." Right.
Mm-hmm.
You know what he was talking about? You know who Benjamin is, right?
The monkey,
the rat.
Oh, Ben was the rat.
Remember, Michael Jackson had the song called Ben.
Yeah.
Say it's for a pet rat.
Pet rat. Yeah.
Yeah.
So what he
was talking about, he had a rat.
Oh.
Yeah.
So he had somebody snitching for.
Kendrick is different.
That's
man.
That's crazy.
Kendrick clever. Different, man. That's Kendrick fucking clever. Different, dog. That shit hit me the other day. I was like, that's what the fuck you, cause I kept trying to figure out what Benjamin was in Joe Jackson house.
I got it.
Goddamn Ben the rat.
Somebody said it was another Ben that he was talking about.
No way. Nah, it's the rat.
And they're trying to say about the Jackson, but
nah, it's the rat.
Pretty damn crazy.
It's the rat. Yeah. It's the fuck, it's the rat. Right. The effing rat.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, Kyra, that's what we do up here. We break down and, you know.
I know.
She listen.
I listen.
Yeah, I know.
Do you ever wonder who are they talking about?
She usually looks it up.
Old person they talking about?
She'll usually look it up.
I usually know who it is, though.
Oh,
and she'll call me.
Okay. You're smart.
Yeah, she'll call me, man.
I usually know who it is, or sometimes if I don't, I'll look it up.
Okay.
But he'd be like, I don't ask him too much, because he'd be like, oh, you got to email the show. I'm not doing all that.
See what I mean?
I'm not doing all that.
You emailed before, though.
Yeah, she did.
You did email before. Yeah.
She did.
Like, I'm not doing all that when I can just call you.
I think that's how people feel when they listen to my show.
Yeah, I think. Yeah, I do it all the time. I used to call. He'd be like, hey, Bo, send an email. All right. Yep. So I started emailing. I stopped calling him.
So thank now you. I have to do the same thing.
You got no excuse.
No excuses. No excuses, Lucy.
Don't worry. You'll get my email about my experience being on the show. Don't worry. You'll get it.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
I just wanted you, you know, I just wanted you to come and, you know, just, I'm going to bring you back eventually, you know, one day.
Okay.
When school's out.
Yeah. She ain't got school tomorrow, mm-hmm. so, you know, yeah.
It can't be during the summer here. Because I'll be with my auntie.
Oh, well, yeah.
Maybe. I don't know.
Well, you'll be back.
Schnott,
it's
Atlanta.
It's plenty to have. Plenty to have.
Schnott, Atlanta.
But we going to go down this, digging these crates real quick.
BST.
I got a couple things, man.
I can't get over it.
You talking about easy to block.
Yeah, then this whole, what? Easy to block cap. Yeah,
easy to block cap.
You ain't capping on no damn.
I mean,
block.
Everybody has preferences. If she likes his teeth like that, she likes.
She don't like his teeth.
She gonna get him. She gonna get him.
She get him fixed. Yeah, yeah. Have a
she got hers done.
Right. Well,
yeah. She gonna get him fixed. I'm gonna go. I'm gonna start with 15 years ago. Young Money dropped. We Are Young Money. Don't know if you even remember that album, B or Wally.
We Are Young Money.
Yeah, but it had that that Bedrock song on there.
That was
my joint.
15 years ago?
Yeah.
2009.
Yep, Hurricane Chris dropped Unleashed.
Man, he probably still whining
Halle
about
Berry. Halle Berry.
Still whining about the Super Bowl.
Yeah, they might as well let that go. And, oh, speaking of the Super Bowl, Wayne said he talked to Kendrick and told Kendrick he better kill it. So... eventually they talked already.
What year this came out? 2009.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, this was on there.
Yeah, that Every Girl. Yeah. Oh, this was a dope album.
Edit it.
You got to edit
it. On that.
Girl, I got that dope. Come and let me dope you. Call you dopey.
Why are you doing that?
Huh?
I can hear the whole song.
Yeah, I know you can. I don't hear you. I won't be. What's that charge?
Steady Mobbing was on this album too. With Gucci Man. This album was all right.
Oh yeah.
This shit went crazy.
This Blaze played a lot of this in the club.
Mm-hmm.
Gucci, who the hell is this? It's right. Gucci Man the G. Shut up.
I don't care if ain't but these niggas. This beat was so goddamn crazy.
Mm-hmm. This just remind me of Club Spin.
Yeah.
What else? Who else you said? Hurricane Chris?
Yep. Halle Berry.
Hurricane Chris could really rap.
He could. Didn't somebody just use that Halle Berry shit again? Sexy Red?
Somebody.
Somebody
No, Glorilla.
Glorilla.
I think. Glorilla.
Glorilla.
It's Glorilla.
Yeah.
Oh, you listen to Glow?
I do.
Yeah,
occasionally.
Glow. Yeah, Glow. Yeah,
occasionally. Glow. I have my mommy singing
oh,
it now.
Oh, God. I forgot. Ratchet. Oh, I'm sorry. That's your mom.
Don't call my mommy Ratchet.
Was A Bay Bay on that album, too? Let me see.
Was it?
I'm about to see.
Hey.
Halle Berry. Did he have Halle Berry in the video?
No. He couldn't pay Halle
Berry. B-Law was in one of these videos. One of Hurricane Chris videos.
What song you said?
Hey, baby.
Nah, it wasn't on. It was
on that was on the other one.
Must have been on the first one.
Oh, okay.
Let's get ratchet.
Let's get ratchet. Them boys started saying ratchet first.
Yeah, man. Yeah, shout out to Hurricane Chris. He been going through a lot. He been through a lot. But he just dropped something recently too. But shout out to Hurricane Chris.
Right now, we don't care.
Perfect timing.
Oh man,
perfect timing.
All right, I got a couple good ones for 25 years. We gotta get up out of here.
Okay. What you got?
Which one you want to go? You want to go Goody Mob first or Jay-Z? I got a Goody Mob fanatic and a Jay-Z fanatic. Yeah. Which one? How we want to do it? We'll say like Jay for last. You flip a coin.
What's up? What are you looking at me? What Goody Mob was up?
World Still? Party.
Oh, World Party?
Yeah, they dropped World Party.
Yeah, you don't care nothing about no World Party, Wallace.
Get rich to this.
He don't care about that song.
Can I interest you in a candlelight dinner at the Waffle House?
Right.
I used to love Get Rich to this though.
That was the joint.
Hold up. Oh yeah.
All A's.
Mm-hmm.
All A's
with this. Ooh, boy. Woo! Shout out to Club SHM. Boy, they used to play this in Club SHM, boy. We go crazy.
Rich to this.
Once again, you got it. This is my first semester in college. So this music hitting a little different to me. Yeah, this is my first semester in college. So it was just, okay, wait, we was in the club somewhere.
Are you like 20?
Okay. No, I was 19. 18. 19. Yeah, I wasn't even 19 yet. Yeah. And your sister was on the way. Already baking. Tripping.
I know about it.
By the night, I was tripping. Yeah. Somebody better tell them. Cock it back. Get lit with it. Get with it. Lit with it.
What's another one on here, Wally? You said all A's.
All A's.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Cutty Buddy. Cutty Buddy was that joint.
Yeah, Cutty Buddy boy. Mm. Rebuilding, dude.
Just the beginning of the end for them boys.
This was.
Yeah.
It was over after this, pretty much.
They was reaching.
After that was One Monkey Don't Stop No Show. Right?
Mm-hmm. It's because CeeLo left and did.
One Monkey did stop a show.
CeeLo Green. CeeLo went. CeeLo Green and his Perfect Imperfections.
Uh huh.
He went bananas.
Is that one? That ain't the one he had.
Called me
crazy.
No, that was with that was Gnarls Barkley. Remember he got with the rock people.
Yeah.
And did that Gnarls Barkley shit.
That
dude had three different careers.
Stupid.
He had three different careers.
What's the second one? Oh, by himself and then Gnarls Barkley.
Yeah, Goody Mob, the second one, and I meant the solo, then the Gnarls Barkley.
Yeah.
Dog, the songs from Gnarls Barkley playing Target.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You hit crazy in Target.
Oh, he
all day.
Yeah, he touched another crowd.
That's elevator music.
Yeah, he touched another crowd.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah, he went, and then that, the FU that's on that same?
That one, that's the one. That's the one.
You drive around town.
Uh-huh. Forget you.
Yeah, that one went crazy too. They play that in the elevators.
Uh-huh. They play Forget You though.
Yeah.
Right.
Bump You.
I know, I gotta make me love, I gotta piss him off real quick.
Why?
Tupac and the Outlaws dropped Still I Rise because you just said the Outlaws could rap.
They can't. When that came up?
25, ain't it?
25 years, 99, yeah. December 99. But they had Teardrops and Closed Caskets was my song off of them. Tattoo Tears. Hell for a Hustler. Baby Don't Cry, Keep Your Head Up, Still I Rise. Letter to the President was dope too.
You said Keep Your Head Up? The old Keep Your Head Up?
No. Baby Don't Cry.
How you spell up. Tupac?
With
the two on that album?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Tupac plus Outlaws. And Outlaws.
I was spelling it wrong.
Yeah, this was like one this of
before
the...
he went spell his name right on that album.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see.
I think they might have started doing that because he died.
Nah, he's before he died, I remember him spelling it regular.
Mm-hmm. I gotta go look at my
with the TU.
Yeah, with TU.
I gotta go look at the All Eyes on Me case. I'm gonna look at it when I get to the house.
All Eyes on Me is the two.
It's the two. So he started using it then.
No, I mean he was using the two all before.
Mm.
And then at one point it was TU.
Mm-hmm. He might have did that for the Machiavelli album.
It must be just Machiavelli because Machiavelli.
I think it is the Machiavelli
album. Tupac and Still I Rise. There.
Yeah.
Damn, I was trying. It was hard to find that. What was a good one? Teardrops in a Closed Casket.
Yeah. Or either Baby Don't Cry.
Baby Don't Cry.
Baby Don't Cry. Mm-hmm. I got two for Baby Don't Cry. I got one for His World Turn. That's World Turn. Go one.
Yeah.
What other song got the same beat?
Sound like Do For Love.
Yes, that's it. Okay.
Like yeah, what I want to do for love. Yeah,
yeah, Do For Love got the same beat on like, he used the lyrics on two different songs or something like that?
Mm-hmm. Okay. He did that for a few songs.
What else is 25 years?
Jay-Z.
Which album?
Volume 3. The Life and Times of Sean S. Carter. You know I hate this album.
Why?
I always hated it.
Why?
I just never liked this album.
It's what?
You crazy.
I never liked this
one. Which one?
Volume 3.
Volume 3, Life and Times of S. Carter.
Volume 3. And they got this song up here. Come on, man. So Ghetto, Big Pimpin'.
I didn't like the album. I don't know why. I don't know if I didn't like the sequencing of it. It just never flowed when I played it. Like, I used to put it on. I'm like, shit don't sound good together, man. And I used to just change it.
This album at
freshman year, SHM, boy, you walk in, this come on, the crowd go crazy. All the New York niggas got damn hats.
When this album came out, we had just graduated high school.
The intro was dope.
So me and Bill had got the CD. He came to my dad's house. So we sitting in the car. He put the CD in the thing. And then the thing is like, it was cold outside. Mm-hmm. So he was like, if you sitting in your car, roll your window down. Yeah. So me and Bill look at each other and just roll the window down. And we had the manual.
Yeah.
This was a good one.
The intro was dope. All his intros was dope. Jay never disappointed me on the intro.
When I hit a song that you think is whack on here, you let me know.
When you hit one that I think is whack?
Yeah.
You about to go down the whole thing?
I ain't gonna go down the whole thing, but I'm gonna just pick them randomly.
That was a pretty tough one. I don't know what you're talking about.
This my shit right here.
Okay.
Come and get me. Come and get me. What's all right with me?
Of course you. I ain't gonna say. How about this one? Let me see. How about this one? You like this one?
That's the one I don't like.
You don't?
I can't stand it.
This reminds me of what movie is that? Hard Knock Life Tour.
I hate this song.
Really?
Juvenile. You bad. Oh, that. And I was just like, the South was jumping.
Uh-huh.
Jay, he didn't have to do that. He didn't have to do that.
I think this was him paying Juvenile back
for doing her.
Yeah.
But Jay wanted to jump on her.
True. How about this one?
If he got there, he should have let Juvie spit a verse.
He ain't had to.
But see, that's the problem I got. That's why I don't like the song. Mm. Hero, we ride.
I don't think Juvenile could have spit on no Timberland beat back then anyway. How about this one?
I used to listen to this one too.
I can't believe you don't like this album.
NYMP was my favorite song.
That was way down. It was about over then.
14.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they got anything on here.
Yep.
This wasn't on this album.
It wasn't. It's on.
It's on Beans' album. Uh-huh. No.
No, it's on.
Yeah, Beans' album.
It might be on the Dynasty album.
Nah, it's on Beans' album. It was on Beans' album. At the end, I think. I'm like Beans.
On Becoming?
Is that Joe? I think so. But it wasn't on this album.
Mm-hmm.
Originally it was.
Yeah. Cause they say Hova song outro.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh yeah, you got a point there.
Mm-hmm. Excuse me.
Is that Joe?
That wasn't on here either.
What?
Is that your chick?
Wait, what?
That was That was somebody else's song. He stole it.
That was
him and Timber.
They was Bleak's song.
That was Bleak's song.
Yeah, put it on his album.
Yeah,
he did Bleak dirty.
Really?
But this is a different song though. This ain't the same one.
Oh, it was.
It's the same song, but it's a different song. This is on this album though, but Bleak got the remix.
Okay, Bleak got the remix.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, man, Bleak start off the one on his.
I used to skip around this joint. I never let this one ride. All of the everything Jay had before this,
you just put on the ride.
All of it.
He ain't got one like that for me.
This one definitely a no.
Tell me, he ain't got what?
Like, I'm gonna just put on Let It Go. I'm gonna skip something.
Really?
On all of them. Yeah.
He can't help it, man. He got ADHD or something.
Nah,
man.
Some of them songs, like, I just don't want to hear that shit. I don't hear that. Like, I'm not gonna listen to this right here, the whole. Well, I don't know this one. I might.
Let me see. Well, listen. That was my shit right there.
This one right here, I hate this.
I hate that song too. It sound like a karate move.
Mm. Yeah,
I agree with that.
I hate.
But
this
the one you playing before this one, I used to bang this one. That shit.
This one right here, I hate this song.
No, I ain't like that one either.
I skipped that one too.
Yeah.
Yeah. He got a few on here that I skip. I just don't listen to. Yeah. You got another 25 years?
No, that's it, man. That's it? Yeah. That's going to close us out for 2024, man. Shout out to Jay.
For 2024.
Yeah. I mean, for the year of 2024.
You ain't recording next week?
Probably not. I don't know what's going on this weekend.
I didn't wait to screen that shit for so long.
I might drop one there, but it ain't gonna come out till
oh, I got
2025.
True.
Yeah. Boy, I'll never forget when this came out. We stay in the Waffle House goddamn after the club. Just cause Jay said it.
Man, these things are here, boy.
Well, they
I
man,
had so much rock with.
I did too. I still got my first jean jacket joint.
Oh, you got a rock the whole suit?
I had the suit, but the pants, you know, the pants.
Once you wash them once or twice,
blue.
What size your jacket?
Super big.
On you now, but what size? Hey,
it might fit me now. I think it's like an extra large.
Let me get that.
Nah, son. And it got the
you know the suit he got on the
on this album cover.
I got that suit.
The gray one?
Yeah, the gray joint.
Mm-hmm. I had the prison blue joint. But my jacket is insulated.
Oh.
Yeah, like my jacket is like a coat.
What's on this cover, eh?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That all gray.
I got that suit. The jean suit.
Yeah, I used to wear mine. Yeah. You know, I used to flip.
Nigga, I had a
flip the sleeves up.
I had a Mecca. That's when you had a jean suit, nigga.
Yeah.
You used to like a soul in a chain.
Yeah.
You fitted, Julie. Some Tim's.
That's it. That was the get up.
You was doing something.
Rock.
That was it.
Rock aware. Right. I used to cock my hat. That dude right there think he Jay-Z.
Yeah.
I'd be like, chill.
Yeah.
Get like me.
Times, yeah.
Yeah, man.
That sweater he had on this video, though, that's the joint I wanted.
Mm-hmm. The black with the white right
there. That was blue. I think it was blue.
It might have been blue or black. It was dark, but it had the white right here.
With the white, and the white
RW on it.
Yeah, that joint.
Oh, I remember that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. But yeah, man, appreciate y'all as always. Kiddo, thank you for joining us.
When are you going to talk about Tyler's album? Because you promised me you would talk about it on the show.
To him.
And you've been pushing it back because Kendrick dropped.
Yeah, I did. Because Kendrick, I listened
to
it.
Oh, Tyler, the creator.
Yeah.
He told me.
Kendrick, I'll bring you back on next week. If you in town with me, you'll come back and we'll talk about it. But I'll talk about it even if you're not here.
You said Tyler, the Creator?
Yeah, I'm going to listen to it again because I was riding. And I can't ride and listen to that. I can't. I'm going to have to sit out. I have to be still.
He got some damn.
He.
See you again.
His vocabulary is so different. Like, his wordplay is different. So I'm going to have to really sit and listen. Excuse me. What really turned me off from listening to it was when the song came on with Sexy Red and
what's up with the bees and the sunflowers.
Yeah, and I like his part of Sticky. I just don't like the rest of the song. I can't stomach Sexy Red, man. I hope that leprechaun about to end up now, but I swear your rain on the top was short like leprechauns, nigga. Please get her out of here.
Just let her be great.
Let her get out of here.
Just let her be great.
No, man. I ain't heard nothing like.
Well, Daddy, that's what we like now.
No, you shouldn't like that.
Not we, but we as a generation, that's what we like now.
And that's a problem.
To my Tyler, the Creator?
No, Sexy Red. That's a problem.
God, like, that's what we that. Like now. That's horrible. What they like.
If that's what y'all, like.
No, I'm saying as a generation, I don't listen to Sexy Red. If that's what I just don't like her music.
If that's what y'all like,
you just don't like what?
I just don't like her music.
Okay. Hey, if that's what y'all like, y'all generation like, y'all generation gonna be fucked up.
Don't tell me that.
See, that's your generation.
Sometimes, we was talking about that.
Sometimes
a couple days ago about did I see that post?
Which one?
It was something about the women music so harsh.
Oh yeah, 50 said that.
Yeah, 50 said.
Yeah, 50
that.
Said.
But me and Crystal was talking about how you know Lil music. Kim and
mm-hmm.
in
yeah,
our time,
but it wasn't it wasn't all over the place. That's the difference.
True.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
you can't really judge it though because we got the internet now.
Yeah, that's the difference. We didn't have the internet then.
Right.
Like, you know what happened when I saw that Lil Kim poster? I went to every music store inside of Mississippi looking for it. Yeah, Lil Kim had that post where she was squatting down with that leopard print bikini on.
Foxy Brown was talking crazy too.
Yeah, she was. But Foxy talked more about selling dope than.
Yeah.
She was a mafioso type rapper.
Yeah, who that talking about the booty hole, Brown?
Six red.
Yeah, see that?
Yeah, everybody has it.
She going to hell.
Straight. Put some mustard on it.
Mustard!
That shit, every time I hear it.
Oh, man.
But thank you again, kid. And I will get on to Tyler. I'm going to do a little bit. I'm going to listen to it again. And I'm going to do a review for you. Just for you.
Okay.
So you can hear my honest opinion on
it. Yeah, this cat got 2 billion.
Since you value my opinion.
See you again.
I do.
Oh, you know, I ain't heard that before. Tyler the creator.
Yeah. Tyler got some joints, man.
Yeah.
He got some joints. But yeah, Easy, June, appreciate y'all. Kyra, I know you don't got no social media.
Nope, you ain't gonna give it on here anyway.
Yeah, yeah, we're not doing that. But thank you for listening. Spread the word. Get your friends to listen to.
Yeah, tell your friends to listen.
Oh, yeah, tell them to check you out.
Tell them to your daddy.
Yeah, tell them you semi-famous now.
Yeah, all over the world.
Yeah.
Okay.
We all over now.
Yeah.
Okay.
We all over.
Okay.
Easy. Yeah. Tell them where they can find you, man.
Every Monday and Wednesday on the DJ Blaze Radio Show podcast. And Preach _ BP on Instagram.
Word. June.
Yo. Just hanging out.
Word. And last, I want to say, I didn't want to say it, but I got to say it. My homeboy had a medical scare this weekend. One of my close friends. So we've been praying and trying to just get him through this and get him back to get him back out this hospital and get him back to doing what he loved to do. But Music Jones podcast fans, listeners, everybody, if you can shoot one up for my dog. I ain't even gonna say his name.
Mm-hmm.
But shoot one up for my brother, man. We gonna get him through this thing, man. I appreciate y'all for listening every Tuesday. Catch your boy on Instagram, JPJones81, Music Jones Podcast. @gmail.com to email us, the Music Jones Podcast on Instagram, Julian Jones on Facebook. Till next time, y'all enjoy your holidays. Peace. Busters, hustlers, fuck that. Throw the hands. Come on.
12 a.m. on the way to the club. 1 a.m. about to shake the club. 2 a.m. now I'm checking the mail.